Quiltcaster Podcast Episode 4. Hi, I'm your host Jim Fedoroff, and welcome to the Quiltcaster Podcast, a new podcast devoted to the art of music crowdsourcing, custom musical gear, and niche music marketing. Hey everyone, and welcome to the Quiltcaster Podcast, episode number 4. I'm always on the hunt for unique and custom guitars and instruments, and I find they always have some kind of unique story behind them. Furthermore, the owners and designers of these guitars and instruments have such strong attachments to these custom works of art that they're more than happy to show and tell. Well, today, we've got a great interview from the frontman from the reggae funk rock band State Radio, Mr. Chadwick Stokes. He's got a pretty unique guitar that he uses on stage for several songs, and you'll find out more about it in this interview. But you know what? That's not all. You'll also hear how State Radio has found ways of building a much stronger and lasting relationship with their fan base by creating collaborative social events and communities across the country while they're on tour. But wait, there's one more thing. Immediately following the interview, you'll hear a single from State Radio off their new album, Rabbit in Rebellion. So let's get right to it. All right. Hello, everybody. This is Jim from Quiltcaster, and I am welcoming a very special guest on the Quiltcaster Podcast interview, somebody I'm very, very excited to have you listen to. His name is Chad Stokes. He is a musician, a songwriter, a founder of nonprofits, and a frontman of the present band State Radio, which is primarily a rock, reggae, funk band, and they are from the Boston area from where I am, so it's exciting to see a local band kind of make it in the U.S. And they're actually on a U.S. tour right now, and they're promoting their new song, or actually their new album for that matter. It's called Rabbit in Rebellion. And Chad, how are you doing and where are you?
Hey Jim, I'm doing good. I'm in Jamaica Plain, Boston, and I got hanging out with Lefty the dog and Frida the baby.
That's great. Well, I have to say, the reason I came across your music and across you was because I was in search for unique instruments and people that have done some creative artistic ideas. And I kept hearing your name a couple times, and so I did some searching on it and found out that you do have a gas can guitar. And that is a very customized instrument. I'd really like to know more about that. Can you provide our listeners some more details on that?
Yeah, my friend and I were living in Zimbabwe, and he went down to South Africa for about a week and came back with this Castrol oil can guitar that we named Fidel Castrol. it was tough between that and Oil Can Boyd, coming from the old days of Boston. But we went with Fidel, and it was basically this guy was on the street making all these different guitars. A lot of them were acoustic, you know, just cigar boxes and anything that would resonate at all. And then he was just kind of pioneering these electric ones that where he had made his own pickups, and the tone knobs are bottle caps. And I took it home and plugged it in, and it just had this really raunchy, raw, almost banjo-y type sound, but with distortion just kind of cuts like a chainsaw.
Yeah, the pickup really has a way, and you know what, you can, if you got a great pickup in that and some good a good amplifier, you can make something sing. So that's awesome. What do you think the inspiration was for these gas cans? Was it just primarily that's what they made in Dominican?
Yeah, I think you know, in places like Zimbabwe and South Africa, the ingenuity and resourcefulness is taken to a level we wouldn't even think of, and so often, you know, the creativity in creating something, this fellow was just, you know, wanted to make guitars and could make them pretty much out of anything. So it just came out of not having the means or the money to go and buy one, and just being like, well, what's around me, you know, that I can create one.
Yeah, necessity really is the mother invention. I mean, I can totally understand when you have a need and there's nothing out there like it, you have to find a way to make it happen, and that's great. Is it a full-size guitar, meaning does it have the full number of frets as well as six strings?
Yeah. It's, you know, obviously the body is strange, but everything else is quite similar.
Does it stay in tune?
I usually play it for no more than three songs in a row, and then I'll switch it out so that it can get retuned and recalibrated. And it's been around. This guitar has been with me everywhere. Every time we travel to Europe or Australia, we bring it. And sometimes when the guitar makes its entrance mid show, it gets one of the biggest applause of the night.
So I was going to ask you that. I'm like, how is it received when they see this guitar? Do they know? Do they know the song that's going to be played with, or is it just something that's a showstopper?
I think some people, maybe the real aggro fans, know the tunes I'm going to play with the guitar, and others are just, they've heard about it or seen it before, so it's just kind of like this thing, you know, that they were kind of waiting for, or it's part of the state radio experience.
Well, I have heard that it's going to be, is it going to be shown in another video coming up?
Yeah, let's see, I play it in the Big Man video, so that'll be shown briefly there, yeah.
Great, so we'll be able to see it at that video, and I hope to get a link for that video right on the site so you can see directly there the Gas Can guitar. That's awesome.
It's so beat up at this point. It's just got blood, like dry blood and rust, of course, because it's aluminum, and it was so shiny when I first got it, but it's just been everywhere, and it's often the guitar that's on the bus, you know, when we're jamming, just because it's smaller. So
come on, Chad, that gives a character to it, right? That's all the character of that guitar, and every ding you have on that guitar, you pretty much have a good feeling for it. I don't know. I think it's a great way to have an instrument.
It was stolen once in Boulder, Colorado, right out of a club, and then we went back and looked at the video and found the guy. And one of the dudes watching when we were looking for it knew the guy that took it.
Oh, geez.
And so we like got baseball bats and went to this guy's house.
You know, it's not, it's just, you want the guitar back. It has so much meaning to it. And the people that made it were honest people earning an honest living. It just makes sense. And it's a circle. So.
Yeah. And we didn't hurt him. He gave it back pretty, you know, he was pretty placid about returning it.
He recognized the error of his ways. Well, I'm happy to know that that guitar is now safely back in the hands of yourself and the state radio
guys. Thank you.
Can I move into another area? Because I'll tell you, the funny thing is when I reviewed this about the guitar, the Gas Can guitar, I found that you have a lot of other interesting aspects of this band. You're a very eclectic band, and that you provide a lot of collaboration and connectedness with your fans and with society. And it brings me the social awareness with Calling All Crows, which is one of your nonprofits. I would really like to know more about that. I think that's very interesting.
Yeah, it's an organization we started to, because we're interested in other things in our life. So much of our life was spent on the road. We were trying to figure out, you know, how do you make the road work for you when, you know, as years go by. And one thing we started doing is, say we were interested in the abolishment of the death penalty or education, we would start meeting up with fans before shows in different cities and getting to know that city, and as well as the people of that city, and what kind of specific struggles that, you know, that particular part of the country or world is going through, and just kind of getting a more round experience out of touring life. And so we started this service organization, and we've been meeting up with folks ever since.
Now, who are the people you meet up with? I mean, I was looking at the numbers here. It looks like you've raised over $250,000 and you've done over like 20,000 hours of service. That's incredible. This is a pretty impressive nonprofit for a rock band.
Yeah, well, the whole thing is, you know, I think people who come to the state radio shows are, you know, they're kind of young activists in their own right, and maybe looking for, you know, maybe inspired by some of the lyrics, and or maybe not, maybe just in dialogue that they've had in their own life or school, and but somehow there's a connection there, and we found a lot of the people who are coming to the shows, they want to do more, they want to get involved and get their hands dirty, so it's really cool just to kind of harness that energy of the live experience and get all hands on deck doing some kind of volunteer work during the day, and you end up getting a ton done, and you know, we also raise money, like you said, and depending on the year and what cause we're kind of adopting for different tours.
So I guess it's kind of in a way this young group of people that are really looking to help something or help collaborate on something, you provide them a venue that they can help a certain project, and then them helping the project, they get more of a sense of kindredship with you, and then are now even more fans that are fanatical.
Well, yeah, and we get really great friends out of it. You know, after a while, you see the same people, and so it's not just like signing stuff at the end of the night.
It's not all about that. It's not all about me. It's about doing something.
Yeah, you're
else
doing something
and then getting
together,
more.
And you got, you know, a rake or a shovel or a paintbrush in your hand, and it's just, you know, I'm always so psyched to when people come out because it just means so much to me. I know everyone has busy lives, and that they would choose to come and volunteer. It's just, you know, it's a really special feeling for us, and just we're just so grateful that someone would take that extra step beyond going to the venue.
Well, I'll have to try this out. This sounds really interesting. And the next, when's the next one?
Next one, we're going to Chicago. So this specific campaign for this tour this fall is the Marriage Equality Campaign. And so we've been gathering with people and just standing on street corners with signs that say honk for gay marriage and stuff like that. And people, it's great. We have great interactions with people, a lot of people honking their horns, no matter what part of whatever city we're in. It's neat to see the tides turning on that issue.
Right. That's a great way to go ahead and learn more about these different social awareness issues,
yeah,
too, by having a, kind of a tour surrounded by one.
Yeah.
Well, there's another thing that I ran into as well, and it was when I was just doing my research more about your band, and I just kept digging deeper and finding more and more interesting things about state radio. And we're not even talking music here. But the one thing was one of your songs I got on YouTube was called Write Me Up. And I'll tell you, Chad, this song warmed my heart. I was almost teary. In fact, you know what? I'll be honest. I was teary-eyed after I listened to it.
Did you listen to it? Did you watch it at the same time? Yeah.
I watched the video. Yeah, I watched the video, and I'll tell you, it is such an awesome video.
Oh, thanks.
And I have to put the link on
my
site.
Yeah, cool.
And your band, there was a couple things, a couple dynamics I found out about this. One is I found out kind of how your band interacts with the audience and how it interacts with the special people of your audience that you're actually promoting the song about. And I'll let you talk about that. But it made me feel that I know the band so much better and that I had a great feeling. And it was a humorous feeling,
yeah,
too. It was an upbeat thing. So maybe you can talk a little bit about Write Me Up and how that would kind of work its way into How's Your News?
Yeah, well, I one of the first places I was really encouraged as a guitar player and songwriter was a place called Camp Jabberwocky on Martha's Vineyard. That was a camp for adults with disabilities. And there was just a lot of guitar playing going on, a great bunch of counselors and campers where music was just a big part of it every day. And it was such an inspiring place to be because as I first started going there when I was 16, and to be thrown into this kind of Alice in Wonderland world where everyone was so different and had different ways of doing things, you know, different thing, different, you know, some couldn't walk, couldn't talk, couldn't eat, you know, it was this just this magical world of possibilities and things that I didn't think someone would, you know, who was disabled could do, we would do them, whether that was, you know, water slides or bridge jumping or anything like that. So I was inspired by, I've always been inspired by Camp Yavlaki, and that song was about my friend Manny, and who was one of my first campers when I was there, and he was then, you know, maybe a 45-year-old man from Rhode Island who was in a wheelchair, and so the song's about Manny and his, you know, we used to listen to the Red Sox every night on his radio, and he had a calendar, and everything was about the Red Sox. It was just kind of this, he was a true, it was like a religion, you know, so, and Manny's just a great guy, and so, you know, that song's about him, and then on that video, you see some old footage of us, and then you also see, you know, just horsing around, and then you also see Manny being, he gets wheeled out on stage by my friend Corby, and just, you know, he's crying too, so.
I think that's when I cried. I think that was the teary-eyed right there, so.
So, but that segue into How's Your News, where we were like, well, camp is so much fun, let's do other things, and so we started a news team of people with, and the band, incidentally, of some of the campers from that camp, and we would go all across the country and even went to Europe to cover different stories and play music, and that developed into How's Your News, which is we've done a bunch of documentaries, or I'd say we've done one feature and a bunch of different, you know, shorter kind of 30-minute movies and covered the conventions during the political rallies, the political seasons, and it's that project's really fun as well.
Wow, that was I highly recommend anybody listening to this, go check out How's Your News, and I'll put links on as well to the site. I hope you don't mind, Chad. I think this is great. I'd also like to move into, by the way, I think in that video, you also play the gas can guitar. I think I saw that, didn't you?
I might be, yeah. I sometimes do.
Right.
Yeah,
now.
for the...
It's like behind the scenes or something.
Yeah, and, oh, I was probably, you know, practicing it, or I often, it's, like I said, I'll play that tune for, like, the reggae or the ska numbers, or that guitar for those numbers, because it doesn't rely on a really, how do I say this? I can kind of mute the strings, and they don't all have to be in tune.
Yeah, you got to know where you got to know when your guitar kind of goes out of tune and how to play it.
Yes.
So, hey, another interesting idea, and this is more of a marketing idea, and I just saw the brilliance in this right away, is, again, searching around your site, I found out that you give your fans a chance to vote on the set list that you're going to play. And this seems like an excellent way to get your fans involved in your music, but also in the back end, I imagine you get some good analytics as to find out exactly how many people like certain
Yeah,
songs.
Actually, yeah, we don't do this all the time. This was just our we have our annual benefits coming out up this year in the next couple of weeks for Calling All Crows, and so we try to make each year a little different. So this year, from when I'm performing solo, I usually, you know, draw on different, you know, songs from different, you know, from either state radio or Dispatch or the solo Chadwick Stokes stuff. So I usually kind of try to play across the board. But this year we decided in New York and Boston, let's let people decide. So I kind of heard of that at Springsteen concerts, people like sending poster boards from the bleacher seats down to the stage with song requests. And but I think you're right. I'm really psyched to tally it up to see, you know, who wants to hear what or what songs kind of, you know, what I know that some super fans in particular are going to throw out some deep cuts, and I'm going to have to go and relearn some old bad songs.
That's funny. You also throw your guitar tabs and your lyrics up there on your site too. That's fun. because it gives somebody the chance to play along with you and just to kind of riff along. So those are great ideas. And I have to say, I'm just really impressed with the band itself. And so you have a new fan with me.
Thanks.
Also, yeah, you're more than welcome. And I have not even talked about your latest album. I've talked all about these interesting things about the band and about yourself. And can you give us a little bit about how the tour's going and Rabbit in Rebellion, a little bit more about that release?
Yeah, we've had a great tour so far playing these songs. This is probably our heaviest album to date, you know, so it's just, which makes the live shows really fun because once the shows kind of get geared up and once we get to kind of once we plane off, you know, the show kind of just takes off because we're just playing more aggressive and heavier stuff than we ever have before. So it's fun. And we have Matt Embry, who's the singer for the RX Bandits, who's amazing band out of California. He's joined us as our fourth member on this tour. So he's just kind of like our secret weapon. And we've been doing a bunch of covers too, some David Bowie and Rodriguez and Peter Schilling. Yeah, we have a kind of a moon theme this tour. We have a little astronaut we bring out, and we worship him as we play David Bowie.
Oh, that's funny. Well, is there any... First of all, this has been a great interview. I've really enjoyed having time with you and getting to know you a little bit better, but knowing about the Gas Can guitar and how popular that guitar has been, and how it's so popular, you're willing to defend it to the ends of the earth.
I'll play it till you can't even. It's so out of tune that you can't really decipher any kind of musicality out of it. I'll still keep playing it.
So, Chad, thank you so very much for this interview. Is there a song in particular that you would not mind us having as a kick outro here for us, and maybe give us a little bit of a background in the song?
Sure, maybe the song Big Man, which is, I mentioned it before, I think that we have a video that's going to come out, and it's kind of about the Occupy movement and my experience in Boston and in New York City, and just being inspired by that movement and continue to be inspired by it, and it just kind of, it's a song, you know, about the big man, the crooks of in Wall Street and also in D.C. and how close how that link between the two is too intimate.
Well, I couldn't see a song more appropriate, especially since they also have the Gas Can guitar in there too. So there's a lot of layers of symbolism in that song, I'm sure.
Resourcefulness.
So thank you so very much, Chad. I truly safe travels and a successful tour, and have a great night with your little daughter and also with your doggy.
Thank you so much. Thanks for the interest.
You bet, Chad. Take care.
Okay, bye-bye. Doctor.
goose from off the common, but lets the greater felon loose who steals the common from the goose.
Jim@quiltcaster.com, and perhaps you'll be interviewed for a future podcast.